And surpassed the Doug Nicholls Indigenous round this weekend. Dreamtime at the G is one of my favourite occasions. Mick Malloy and I are going to be there on Saturday night.
Massive
and,
night.
A great celebration of one of the most incredible parts of our game. And the Absolutely. Indigenous contribution is just extraordinary. Represents an amazing story. And two of the greats, Daniel Motlop, I haven't seen for a long while, and Daniel Well is doing great things at the Magpies at the moment. Both join us in the studio. Welcome, you lads.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Great to catch up. I might start with Daniel, who has got a great passion for Indigenous food and I believe going to set the menu down at Collingwood Training this week, mate. Talk us through your passion for that and the story behind it.
Yeah, look, probably, you know, we're pretty lucky to be hosting Collingwood's lunch today, so it's pretty exciting, I suppose. Daniel Wells rang me up and said, you know, we want to get some Indigenous foods on the menu and, you know, show the boys a little bit. So it's just a little taste of what we sell in that. So a bit of a passion for mine was food after footy, and I sort of found it pretty hard after footy, trying to find what to do, and yeah, food was the thing, so...
Have a listen to this menu, Mick. Barramundi cooked in paper bark with lemon myrtle butter, Warragul green and sea parsley pesto with chicken, roasted potatoes with coastal rosemary and native thyme, quinoa salad with muntries, shaved broccoli and basil. There's some crocodiles, some buffalo, some wild boar, some emu.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for coming in on the one morning I'm fasting and reading out all that. I can't thank you enough, fellas. This is just great timing. It's great. We ate some bush tucker. We ate some natural food up there at Arayonga.
Remember the fire ants?
We were up there. We had some fire ants and some other stuff.
Sweetest things I've ever tasted. The most natural.
I haven't tasted them once.
They're absolute beauties.
If you can bottle those, I tell you, you'd put just about all the chocolate
grubs,
companies out of business.
And all fantastic. That. And it sounds great. And you've got something to wash it down with here. You've got your own gin, I see. Have you made this?
So
this
is... we've formed another company with the Green Ant Gin, and that's won a couple of silver awards now, which is great. And
so that's manufactured in South Australia and Darwin, and with the Adelaide Hills Company, is it?
Yeah, Adelaide Hills Distillery. We've done a partnership with them. So it's pretty exciting for us to put native products in alcohol and also, you know, on the table.
And you've got green ants in this. So
yeah, green ants, obviously.
Is it like a worm in the tequila bottle? Should I go straight to the green ants, guys?
And what's the flavour the green ants gives it, Daniel?
Just a bit of a citrusy sort of hit, I suppose. And Aboriginal people used to use it for teas and, sniff the, actually, or like, with hot water and that sort of stuff. So it's a bit of a medicine, but, you know, we've been lucky enough to put it on a plate and put in some of the best restaurants in Australia now. So.
And you've got a shop now in Adelaide. Will you bring that over here to Melbourne? Because it's fascinating, as you said, the medicinal purposes as well, the natural ingredients there, plus the fantastic taste.
Yeah, look, these chefs are still discovering, you know, what they can do with it, I suppose. Aboriginal people use it for, you know, pretty simple things, and then giving it to a chef where they, you know, they chuck it on some cheese now, and even with the Kakadu plum, it's got the richest source of vitamin C. I think.
What's that, a Kakadu plum?
A Kakadu plum bliss balls, the boys are running.
See, I'd buy a Kakadu plum.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sensational.
Yeah, so they're everywhere in Darwin. You sort of pick them off the trees, and they're 80 times more vitamin C than an orange. Yeah. So,
what about emu? What's emu taste like?
Some things I don't actually eat too. So.
I was going to say, can you get it in a giant bucket like Kentucky? like a really big bucket.
Imagine that drumstick.
Hopefully one day.
Daniel Wells is with us. We haven't heard from Daniel this morning. Now, Daniel, you came up with the idea, Indigenous Round, obviously. We've got yourself and Travis Varko's down there and...
Mitch McCarthy
and Carl Kirby's down there. So we've got four Indigenous players down at the moment. What's great about it, though, is you've come in and taken over the place, and today is a really special day for our club, and the boys are really looking forward to it because the lunch menu down there is pretty good at the, you know, every other day, and this is going to be something really special.
Yeah, I suppose just been in the game for a long time, and to see an opportunity like this come up, along with probably Trav, we put our head together and, you know, wanted to get someone in to, you know, showcase our Indigenous sort of culture. Obviously, footy's massive for us on the weekend and that's going to be, the main show. But we thought, you know, we can bring food into it as well. And, you know, who better than one of my good mates, Daniel, who's doing well with his new company and just to give him a bit of a pump up, but also get him some exposure and I reckon it's going to be fantastic tonight.
Be a good improvement from the stale bread rolls that are in the rooms from my experience, Wellesley.
He knocked off all the bread rolls.
Didn't bring anything for him, did you?
I'll tell you what, if there's some spare barramundi cooked in paper bark with lemon myrtle butter, try and keep me away from that this morning.
Hey, boys, can you tell us, the Indigenous Round has become, it's getting bigger and bigger this week. You know, there's every chance 90,000, which might even go past what we got on in a very wet day for Anzac Day. So it's now a tremendous fixture in our calendar. We've got a map here of the Indigenous players that are playing in the AFL at the moment. I think it's something like 11 or 12% of the AFL population, which is enormous. Daniel, both Daniels, what does it mean to you, and how have you seen it change in your lifetime in football, the acceptance and the not only acceptance, the embracing of Indigenous culture and footy?
Yeah, look, I think it's great by the AFL to, you know, bring Indigenous round, and the, you know, the Dreamtime at the G is amazing. And I know when I was playing and these sort of rounds come along, you get excited, I suppose, and it's great exposure for the Indigenous boys to showcase their culture, because every culture is different in Aboriginal, and obviously down south is different to up north. And for the boys to get out there and tell their story and really share it with a lot of the other boys in the footy club, it's amazing. And obviously Wellesley's got his story from where he's from, and I've got my story where I'm from. And to be able to share that with people and obviously, you know, the wider community is amazing. So,
and so Daniel Motlop, so which mob are you from?
I'm Larrakia, so all mine are top of north. So Xavier Clark, those sort of boys are from up that way, the Darwin area. So Larrakia is Darwin.
And Wellesley, where's your mob?
Yeah, I was born in SA, but I take off my dad's in Kalgoorlie, which is the Wonga tribe. So, yeah, Wongas.
Now, can I put it on you? Because we love to go back and look at, as we let you go, the greatest Indigenous players. We've been asked to do that across the round. I nominated Gavin Wanganeen, who I just loved as a player and saw him as a 16-year-old. Mm. Wellesley and Daniel, the best Indigenous player that you've ever seen, please.
For me, I was a massive West Coast fan, so probably Peter Matera,
Peter Matera?
Jeez, Peter Matera, could he play?
Yeah, look, you probably can't go past Buddy. I think Buddy's stamped his authority on games so many times and in finals and that, so I'm sort of a bit of a Buddy fan, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with that. Great to see you, boys. Enjoy lunch today.
You could read out the roll call, couldn't you?
You could read it.
I mean how good's Eddie Betts playing at the moment?
Andrew McLeod.
I'm back to Morris Rioli if I could.
Yep. Morris, what a great player. I can go back even further than that into Sid Jackson when he was playing at Carlton, and what a leader Sid Jackson was. And, and I was lucky enough to actually meet Pastor Sir Doug Nicholls, who was a great Fitzroy player. And it just shows you how it changed, because when he first came down to play, the trainers wouldn't give him a rub down at Carlton, and he went from there to Fitzroy and then became the governor of South Australia and has just left an amazing, amazing mark on football. So that's when you hear about Pastor Doug Nicholls over the weekend, think about a man who went on to become the governor of Australia, but he started his football career where the trainers wouldn't even give him a rub down. So that's how things have had to move and where they've changed to, and you blokes are doing a fantastic
job. Good on you, boys.
And Wellesley, can you tell me, mate, just an insight? Quarter time on Saturday night, things weren't looking too good. What was the change?
I'm pretty sure Bucks, he gave us a fair roast. It was actually, it's pretty good to cop that roast from him, and it wasn't me, thank goodness, but a couple other boys, but it felt like it was me though, so we all responded really well. It was a great response, but you know, you don't want to be giving teams stars like that, so that was really, it was a tough game to get over the line, but you know.
Nearly killed me.
Daniel Wells and Daniel Motlop.
Get on your boys.
Two of the great sensational catch up with them and celebrate Indigenous round.
I'll see you down there today. I'm going to have a go at those Kakadu plum bliss balls. Wow. Mm. Fantastic. Ange Wiegard doing all that for us down there as well, who is, of course, the chef, who's the daughter of Leon Wiegard, the former president of Fitzroy. Ange does a great job, and Andrew McConnell. So there you go.
Beautiful.
It's 28 minutes past 7. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast.